Okay, so over the last, two shiurim on the topic of Lecha Mishnah, we're discussing and developing various mahalchim in terms of what is the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. And we basically developed several different approaches. Just a quick summary, right? The way we divided it up is that approach 1A considered that the Maisa Mitzvah was all focused on the Maisa Achiza, is the factor of holding the two breads, b'shas bracha, but the Maisa Mitzvah is the Maisa Achiza, while the shas bracha is just the significant time in which to do that. Approach 1B was the approach of Rashi, which is that the Maisa Mitzvah is all about the Birchas HaPas on the Lecha Mishnah. Right, so again, approach number one is all about the Achiza. Approach 1B, 1A is about the Achiza, 1B is about the Birchas HaPas, and approach number two is about the Bitziyas HaPas. It's all about cutting both loaves. So as we discussed last time when we were introducing these different mahalchim, we pointed out that there are going to be several nafkamina, right, in terms of various, the particulars of Lecha Mishnah, which are going to be impacted by these different mahalchim. So today I'd like to discuss two different, impacted issues, two different, halachos, which are going to be impacted by these various mahalchim regarding the Maisa Mitzvah. So the first issue we're going to discuss, which we started discussing yesterday, but it ended up being too late, so I just rushed through it, so we'll just review it. So the first issue is the scenario where a person is being yotzei Lecha Mishnah al yidei acher. Right? Someone else is reciting the bracha and is being motzi mi. So the question in that case is going to be, this is going to be a litmus test to figure out what exactly is the core aspect of the mitzvah, what exactly is the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah. And once you are able to precisely define the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah, then you can figure out what this shomea, what this person is being yotze al yidei acher, what aspect of the mitzvah does he have to perform on his own? / which aspect of the mitzvah does he have to make sure that he's yotze al yidei shlichus and therefore have kavanah for? So again, this is going to be a scenario which is going to present itself as a good litmus test to figure out what exactly is the core aspect of the mitzvah, what exactly is the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah, which will thereby impact what the shomea has to do himself, / what he has to have kavanah for to make sure he's being yotze through shlichus or the like. So in this scenario where a person is being yotze al yidei acher, someone else is making the bracha and being motzi mi, so we're going to see two general approaches in terms of what the shomea himself has to do. So the first approach, generally speaking, we'll see again different versions of this, but generally speaking, the first approach is going to say that the person, the shomea, has to eat from the Lecha Mishnah itself. And in order for this person, the shomea, to be yotzi Lecha Mishnah al yidei acher, he has to make sure that he's eating from the Lecha Mishnah itself. Either he has to have his own, or if he doesn't have his own, he's going to have to make sure that he gets a piece from the Lecha Mishnah of the Mevarech. So approach number one is going to be that the shomea must make sure that he's eating from the Lecha Mishnah itself. That's approach number one. Before developing it, it's important to see the contrast so you can better appreciate it. Approach number two, which we'll see in a couple minutes, is that no, the shomea, it suffices for the shomea to be yotze the bracha itself. And as long as he has kavana to be yotze the bracha, that's going to suffice. And as long as he's yotze the bracha, he doesn't have to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. So right, approach number one, generally speaking, is that he has to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. Approach number two is that he doesn't have to eat. It's going to suffice as long as he's yotze the bracha. So let's start seeing these two different approaches inside. So again, starting with the first approach that you need, that the shomea needs to eat himself. The first makor for this is the Tosos in Psachim Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. So again, there the context of the Gemara is, the Gemara is discussing a case where, again, the details aren't so no good to us, but basically where the question is, what is the nusach of Kiddush Rabbah, right? During the day. So this is a scenario, nice story. Nadav, you want to tell the story? You have a smile on? Do you remember the story?
He didn't, they asked him to do the Kiddush, Rav Ashi to do the Kiddush Rabbah and Machoz, and he didn't know what they were talking about. So he's like, well, I'll just say HaGefen, and if they're expecting more, I guess I'll try to figure it out.
Exactly.
So he said HaGefen, and then some Zakin, some Saba, goes ahead, and he was bending over, and he took a shlug, and
he says, oh.
He's like, oh, Shkarek, I'm a genius.
Exactly. So you see that, oh, all you need is a bar paragraphic. Fine. So that's good for Kedusha Rabba. That's actually what our shiurim were last summer. We talked about we're learning Arvei Pesachim. But in terms of the aspect of that sukkah, which they'll get to us, is that the Rishonim on the spot discussed, wait a second, not only do you see that the Nusach of Kedusha Rabba is just Bore Paragraph, and you also see that what? What's the other halacha that comes out of there?
Drink.
That the Shomea can drink before the Mevarech. So the Rishonim all discuss, oh, there are other Gemaras which imply that the Shomea have to wait for the Mevarech. So basically, how do you resolve that stira? So basically, what the Teretz, that basically many of the Rishonim, you know, basically adopt, is that there's a chilik in two different cases. In a case where the Shomea is going to be eating or drinking from you know, the Mevarech stash, whether it be his, you know, his wine or his bread. So if the Shomea is eating from the Mevarech, so then the Shomea has to wait for the Mevarech. But in a case where the Shomea has his own bread, or his own wine, like in the case of the Gemara, or that Zakein, or that Saba had his own wine. So if you have your own, so then you can even eat or drink before the Mevarech. Fine. But in spelling out this chiluk, you okay? In spelling out this chiluk, right, Tosas, you know, hits on our topic. He says, what's a scenario where the Shomea will, you know, be eating from the Mevarech, and not eating his own? He says, one typical scenario, he doesn't have anything, right? He doesn't have any wine himself. He doesn't have any bread. Fine. But it's the other scenario. What's the other scenario that the Tosa spells out? That even though the Shomea has his own bread, that he's still going to have to wait for the Mevarech because he has to eat from the Mevarech. What's the scenario?
Shabbos,
because Lacha Mishnah. So says Tosos, the other scenario where the Shomea will have to wait for the Mevarech because the Shomea has to partake from the Mevarech's bread is in a scenario of Lacha Mishnah where only Mevarech has Lacha Mishnah. Only Mevarech has two loaves. Every other Shomea, every other person there has their own kikar, but only one. So in that scenario, says Tosfos, in order for the Shomea to be Yotze, the din of Lacha Mishnah, he has to eat from the Lacha Mishnah itself. So for our purposes, right, this Tosas and Pesachim is clearly saying, adopting approach number one, that in order for the Shomea to be Yotze Lecha Mishnah, he needs to eat from the Lecha Mishnah itself. It doesn't suffice to be Yotze the Bracha alone. That's the first Makor. The second Makor is the Shita of the Rush. Again, the Rush is both in Brachos and the Pesachim, but because we're learning Brachos and everyone has the Brachos here, everyone turn to the Rush in Brachos. Again, this is in the seventh parak. And the seventh parak is Zion Simon Tes Vav. It's the Rush at the end of Simon Tes Vav in the seventh parak. This is again discussing the same dinim of in the context of when do you have to wait, or when can the Shomea eat before the Mevarech, or when he has to wait from the Mevarech. So in this context, again, the Rush, in line with Tosos, adopts this position, again, as we will see. Anybody have this? In the old version, it's page Lamed Aleph. Nadav, you got it? Can you see V'chein Bahamotzi, the last two lines or so of the Rush, Sin and Tesvav? Perek Zion?
Yep.
You sure? So Perek Zion, the end of Simon Tesvav, just for a part of the Knoget to us, is V'chein Bahamotzi. Shmuel, you have it?
Yeah,
go for it.
וכן בהמוציא יכול כל אחד לטעום לכיכר שלו אם אינם זקוקים לכיכר אחד ובלבד שיהיה לכל אחד ואחד משני לחם בשנה.
So says the Rush, that same thing with Motzi. If every Shomea has their own piece of bread, like, you know, like, yeah, right? Everyone has their own challah roll. So if everyone has their own challah roll, so then you don't, right? You can eat your personal challah roll before the Mevarech eats from his. But that's only if you have two challah rolls. But if you don't have, right, if each Shomea doesn't have Lecha Mishnah, and therefore in that case, he has to eat from the Lecha Mishnah of the Mevarech, and in that case, he's going to have to, because he's partaking from the Mevarech, therefore he's going to have to wait for the Mevarech. But it's clear that the Rush, in line with Tosfos, adopts approach number one, that in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, that the Shomea needs to eat from the Lecha Mishnah itself. Again, after we document all these shittos, we'll explain, like, what's the lundus, right? What's this inyan of achila? Where does achila fit into the big picture? But again, this is the Rush Mishita in Brachos, Perek Zayin, Simen Tesvav, and it's also the same Mishita of the Rosh in Psachim, Perek Yud, again, Arvi Psachim, Simen Tes Zayin. Again, the Rosh there, Lishitasa, also says this idea, in order for the Shomea to be Yotze Lechemishna, he needs to eat from the Lechemishna itself, so if he has it, great. But if he doesn't have two rolls on his own, he's going to have to take a piece from the Mivarech's Lechemishna. Fine. So you have Tosas and the Rosh, both within Rapershim 1. The next, you know, Mefarish who adopts this first approach is going to be the Levush. Right? So again, the Levush is slightly harder to read, but we'll see it inside, and we'll see that he too, right, adopts this first approach that you that the Shomea needs to eat from the Lecha Mishnah in order to be Yotze. So the Levush is on the sheets. Natanel, would you mind
even though the person who cut up and made the bracha
is sharing with everybody,
gave out the pieces, everyone who is yotze with his bracha can't eat until he eats his piece.
Right, Lana, look at the chalik that we were saying, that when everyone's, you know, partaking of that which, you know, from the mevarech, then everyone has to wait. Oh.
But if everyone has their own roll, then they can eat before he eats.
Okay, good.
That if it's Shabbos, even if everyone has one roll, they have to wait because they need to have from the Lecha Mishnah of the
Botzeah.
Exactly. Because they're all relying on the Botzeah's Lecha Mishnah, so they have to wait for him to eat before they eat.
Exactly, very right. Exactly. Not as explicit as the Rishonim, but Levush is clearly saying, in the case where each individual only has one roll, so in that case they have to wait for the Mevarech to eat, because the implicit part is that because they're going to have to partake of the Lecha Mishnah from the Mevarech. So you have Tosfos, the Rosh in multiple places, and this Levush, right? This Levush in Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Tesvav, all saying this idea that in order for the Shomea, for this bystander, to be Yotze, the din of Lecha Mishnah, Ayde Acher, he needs to make sure that he's eating from the Lecha Mishnah itself. Yes, Nadav.
Then why does he have to wait for the Balabai to return?
Oh, because that's the general din. The general din is whenever
he has Lecha Mishnah in front of him, then he doesn't have to wait.
Correct.
Why not?
Because then the whole chilek of waiting is that if you're eating your own, you don't wait. If you're eating from the Mevarechs, you do wait.
It's not a din in Birkat and like the Birkat Hananen.
No, that's just like a general din. We're not going to get into the details now because that gets into Shomei Kone, which we'll discuss from a different angle in just a moment. But basically, that's a general principle that if someone's being motzi you, you know, in a Birkat Hananen, if you're partaking from from the Mevarech's stash, you have to wait for him to eat first. But if you're, you know, being Yotze through his bracha, or you're eating your own, then you don't have to wait. That's the general chalak that they're making. Oh. So, but within this first approach, right, within this first approach that the Shomea must eat from the Lecha Mishnah itself, again, we're going to see two different versions of this. Well, again, we'll call it 1A and 1B. The first version, which I think is the Pashtos of the Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Levush, is that the only requirement is Achila. We'll see, in contrast, the second version, which is that you need both the Achila and the Bracha. But again, the first version, we'll call it 1A, which I think is the Pashas of Tosas, the Rush, and the Levush, is that the only requirement for Lecha Mishnah, for the Shomea, is that as long as the Shomea eats, right, as long as the Shomea eats from the Lecha Mishnah, so then that is going to be Yotze, that's going to, you know, enable him to be Yotze, the din of Lecha Mishnah. So therefore, in a case, let's say he decides that he wants to make the bracha on his own. Let's say he doesn't have kavana to be Yotze, alayde the bracha of the Mevarech. Let's say he didn't have in mind. He ended up making the bracha on his own. But as long as he eats from the Lecha Mishnah, as long as, you know, even though he makes his own brachas amotzi, but as long as he eats from the Lecha Mishnah of the Mevarech, that's going to suffice. Right? And according to this, now we have to understand, what is it about Achila? Why do we have this requirement of Achila? What is this all about? So I'd like to suggest that this focus on the achila aligns with approach 1A, that the geder of Lecha Mishnah is focused on the achiza, and with approach number 2, that the focus is on the bitzia. As follows. If you think that the Maisa mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is either the achiza or the bitzia, so then the way you're misyaches, the way you connect to that Maisa bitzia or to that Maisa achiza, is by eating from the lechem which was subject to that bitzia and subject to that achiza. So again, according to approaches 1A, that the koveya of the Maisa mitzvah is the achiza, and according to approach number 2, that the koveya is the bitzia, so then you understand why there's a requirement of achila, because just being yotze alide the bracha, that's not going to do anything for you, because according to these approaches, the focus is not on the bracha, it's either on the maisa bitzia or on the maisa achiza. And the way in which the only way you can be misyaches, the only way you can be mitzura, the only way you can connect to those maisa mitzvah of bitzia or achiza, is by eating from the lecha mishnah, which was subject to that achiza and to that bitzia. So again, according to this approach 1A, that the focus that you need to have you need to be ochel from the lecha mishnah. It doesn't suffice, to have to be yotzei through the bracha. It's because the focus of the mitzvah is either on the ma'aseh bitzia or on the ma'aseh achiza, and the only way to be misyaches to those ma'aseh mitzvah is through eating the bread which was subject to these ma'aseh mitzvah. Fine. You'll see the contrast in just a moment, but approach 1B, we're going to see, is that there's a number of Mefarshim who say that not only does the Shomea need to eat from the Lecha Mishnah, he also needs to make sure that he's Yotze the Bracha from the Mevarach. That he needs to both eat from the Lecha Mishnah and be Yotze from the Bracha of the Mevarach, which was done on the Lecha Mishnah. So again, according to this version 1b, not only does the Shomea need to eat from the Lecha Mishnah, he also needs to tap in to the bracha on the Lecha Mishnah. So before we explain this, let's just, in terms of, anybody recall from Seder, which shittos seem to require both requirements? What? Mishnah Berurah, good, and Shulchan Aruch Harav. Anybody have the Shulchan Aruch Harav here?
Yeah.
Excellent. So right, the Shulchan Aruch Harav here, right, Simen, Reish, Ayin, Dalid. Right, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, when he formulates the Zin of these Achirim, he makes it very clear that the Shomea needs to both eat from the Lecha Mishnah and have Kavana to be Yotzi the Bracha on the Lecha Mishnah. Would you mind reading?
Einam Esuvim Rishayim Litom Ad Shiyitom HaBotzeya Einam Zekukim Likikaro.
Right, so that's the general din that we've been talking about, that if you're going to be relying on, if you're going to be partaking from the Mevarech's, bread, then you have to wait for him.
Ha'ayin She'ein Lahem Lecha Mishnah Lefnei Kol Achav Him Yotzi Midei Chavasa Mema Shomim Menu Birch Lemotzi.
Stop there. Right, it says, what's the case where you're going to be relying on the bread of the Mevarech? In the situation, like we said before, where each person only has one roll, and therefore in order to be Yotzi Lecha Mishnah, he needs to rely on the two rolls of the Mevarech. But it's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch Harav's Lashon, he says you need to, number one, be Yotze, and you have to Kavana to be Yotze, the Bracha on the Lecha Mishnah, and to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. Very important. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Harav adopts it called approach 1b, that you need both Achila and the Bracha. And also, as Aryeh said, is the Mishnah Berurah. Right? It's a situation where there are two different Mishnah Berurahs, each one in a vacuum, right, seem to say, discuss one requirement. If you put the two together, it emerges that you need both. So anybody have Mishnah Berurahs here? But the Mishnah Berurah in two places. The first place is Kuf Samach Zayin Pei Gimel, right? So Kuf Samach Zayin Pei Gimel. Here is where the Mishnah Berurah says that each of the Mesubin, right, each Shomea needs to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. Anybody have that line? Anybody have it? You got it? Okay, great. Manuel?
Yeah. Amen. לפני כל אחד מהסובים לחם משנה, והם צריכים לסמוך על בוצע שיש לפניו לחם משנה, ליטום מאותו לחם ואינם רשאים ליטום קודם לו.
Very good. So it says, in that situation, number one, you can't taste before him because you can partake. And number two, each person needs to taste from the Lecha Mishnah itself. So there you have requirement number one of the Achila from the Lecha Mishnah. But, right, so if you stop there, you'd say, oh, maybe the Mishnah Berurah is you know, along the lines of 1A. But all you need is Achila. But there's another Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Dalet, Sif Katan Beis. And Reish Ayin Dalet Sif Katan Beis, he there mentions the additional requirements of having kavana to be yotzei the bracha as well. The other one. See v'nachon linhog. Anybody have that? Yeah, okay, yeah, Kobe.
V'nachon linhog shezesh motzei yekavin leftor bevirchas motzei kol mesubin.
Oh. So what is he saying? What is it so crucial that everyone has kavana so that what?
Right?
Exactly. It's crucial that everyone, both the Mevarech and the Shomea, have kavana for everyone to be Yotzei al yedei the bracha of the Mevarech. Seems very clear. Because not only do you need achila from the Lecha Mishnah, you also need the bracha al halacha Mishnah. You need both requirements. And then the question that some guys instead were discussing is that, how do you understand this? You know, like, which one is it? Is the focus on the bracha? Or is the focus on the achila, which implied, as I said before, on the maise achizah or the maise tzia? So I like to suggest that perhaps the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Berurah think the focus is on the bracha. Right? The geder of the maisa mitzvah is the bracha. Right? So that clearly explains why you have the requirements of bracha. But then, if it's the whole focus on the bracha, so why do you also need to eat from it? Because we'll see, approach number two is going to say, you know, once you adopt that the focus is on the bracha, that should suffice. So I have to suggest that this relates to the lamdas in Shomea Ka'oneh. If you think about it, there's a big issue within Shomea Ka'oneh, right? When one person, the Mevarech, makes a bracha, and he's motzi the Shomea. So the big chakira is the din of Shomea Ka'oneh. Does that treat it as if the Shomea recited the bracha himself? Or is the Shomea merely misyaches to the bracha of the Mevarech? Fine. So again, is it as if the Shomea recited a Shomea, like literally Shomea Ka'oneh? It's as if the words came out of his mouth. It's as if he made the bracha himself. Or no, the Mevarech made the bracha, and just the Shomea is tapping into the bracha of the Mevarech. Nice lambdas. Why does that matter in our case? It matters as follows. Because if you think that it's as if the Shomea recited the bracha himself, so then it's as if the Shomea is reciting the bracha on that which he's eating. So if the Shomea just is Yotzei the bracha, but doesn't also eat from the Lecha Mishnah, so then the bracha of the Shomea is going to be chal on his single roll. And then even though the Koveya is the bracha, but you won't have a bracha on Lecha Mishnah. Because, so therefore, in short, what we're basically saying is that this approach 1B, which requires both Achila and bracha, thinks that really bracha is the Koveya, but you need the achila for your bracha to be chal on the Lecha Mishnah. Because if you adopt the lamdas in Shomea Ka'oneh, that it's as if the Shomea himself is reciting the bracha, so then it's as if he's reciting the bracha on that which he's going to eat. But if he only ends up eating his single roll, because, oh, the bracha was on the Lecha Mishnah, no! Because the bracha of the Mevarech was on the Lecha Mishnah, but the lamdas of Shomea Ka'oneh dictates that you get your own bracha. And now your bracha was just on your single roll. So therefore, even though the Koveya is all about bracha on Lecha Mishnah, in order to accomplish the bracha of the Shomea to be on the Lecha Mishnah, the Shomea needs not only to be mechavin, to be yotzei through the bracha, right, in order to have Shomea Ka'oneh, but he also then needs to eat from the Lecha Mishnah for his bracha to be chal on the Lecha Mishnah, because his bracha is going to be chal on that which he eats. So in short, I'll approach 1A, who says, oh, the achila alone suffices. So that aligns with the, you know, with the approaches to say either the kovea is the maisa bitziyah or the maisa achiza, because of the achila alone, it allows that shomea to tap into that maisa mitzvah of the achiza or the bitziyah. But we're saying, according to approach 1B, that even though he requires both achila and bracha, really the kovea is the bracha, and the achila is just a requirement for the bracha to be chal on the lechem mishnah. Nadav, does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine. Okay.
Can you tell her which one he eats first? If he eats...
It sounds like it. It would seem like the bracha is going... I would assume so. It's a good question. It seems from all these Rishonim is that he's eating it from it first. The raya is to it, because if he's eating on his own from his own first, then he should be able to eat before the Mevarech. So when they say that he's, because of Lechem Mishnah, he's eating from the Mevarech stash, it sounds like he has to do that first. Because he's doing that first, that's why he has to wait for the Mevarech, and according to Islamists, because... Meaning, in order to determine what the bracha is chal on, the bracha will be chal on based on that which he eats first. That's a good halakha there. Fine. So Adkan, this first approach. The second approach is going to say, as we said before, is going to say that no, the shomea doesn't have to eat at all from the lechem mishnah. And the second approach is going to say that as long as the shomea is hearing a bracha from the Mevarech, who's being Mevarech on Lechem Mishnah, that is going to, you know, enable the Shomea to be Yotzei, even if the Shomea doesn't eat at all from the Lechem Mishnah. So obviously, this is going to only align with the approach, you know, 1B, the Rashi approach, that the Koveya for Lechem Mishnah is the Bracha Alapas, and therefore assuming as long as you tap into the Bracha, that is going to suffice. And we'll get back to the lambdas and shomea kohanah. But in terms of the makoros for this, so the Hari Kedem, right, the Rav, and right, is quoted in the Sefer of Hari Kedem, it's in Chilik Bey's Simen Samach Tes. So there the Rav quotes Rav Chaim as spelling out this lambdas. There Rav Chaim says that if you adopt Rashi, right, the Rashi in Shabbos, which says that the Maisa Mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is not the Betziah, it's not the Achiza, but it's the Birchas HaPas on Lechem Mishnah. So says Reb Chaim, so if according to Rashi that the Maisa Mitzvah is all about the Bracha HaPas, so says Reb Chaim, so then it suffices to be Yotzeh, for the Shomea merely to be Yotzeh through, to have Kavanah to be Yotzeh through the Bracha of the Mevarech, and as long as the Bracha of the Mevarech was on the Lechem Mishnah, and you're tapping into that, you're going to be Yotzei. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, Das Rashi, the Shomea doesn't have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah at all, because you're Yotzei through the Bracha alone. But just in light of our Ha'ara about Shomea Ka'ona before, another assumption of this Reb Chaim B'Shem Rashi, which he doesn't explicate, but it's clearly there, is that the Lamdash in Shomea Ka'ona is not that it's as if the Shomea is reciting the Bracha, but rather that the Shomea is tapping into the Bracha of the Mevarech. As we said before, only in that scenario where the Shomea is tapping into the Bracha of the Mevarech can you say that, yeah, the Shomea doesn't have to eat, because as long as the Bracha of the Mevarech was on the Lechem Mishnah, I'm tapping into that, I'm going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. As we said before, but if you think that Shomea Ka'one works, that it's as if it's the Shomea's bracha, so then the Shomea's bracha will only be chal on that which he ends up eating. So the fact that Reb Chaim, you know, Bedas Rashi says that the Shomea doesn't have to eat at all, as long as he has kavana to be yotze through the Mevarech's bracha on the Lechem Mishnah, that suffices. It sounds, the silent assumption here is that the mechanism of Shomea Ka'ona works through the Shomea tapping into the bracha of the Mevarech, and as long as the Mevarech's bracha was on Lechem Mishnah, and the Shomea is tapping into that, that's going to suffice. So, right, so the first makor for this second approach, that you're just being Yotzei, the bracha alone suffices, is Reb Chaim, Bedas Rashi, obviously connecting it to Rashi's overall mahalach, that the Maisa Mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is focused on the Birchas HaPas. But another makor earlier than Reb Chaim, but you'll see why I presented it in this order in just a moment, is this is the Eishel Avram. It's a well-known Eishel Avram. Like a lot of, you know, it's quoted by a lot of different Achorim in the Sugya. Again, different Achorim interpret it, you know, differently. We're going to stick to the Rav's interpretation. But this Eishel Avram seems to have this idea of Replayim, but one step further. The same idea about that it suffices for the Shomea to be Yotze through the Bracha alone, and that the Shomea doesn't have to eat from the Lecha Mishnah at all, but the Eishel Avram is going to take it one step further, and let's see this inside. Let's go. Binyamin, would you mind reading the Eishel Avram? Eishel Avram, again, is on the on Mamakomos, again, a little old school. This Eishel Avram is not the Baal Prima Gadam. It's a different one. It's in Mibatasht, whatever, however you pronounce that, that town in Europe. So again, it's not the Eishel Avram of the Prima Gadam. It's an independent sefer. Again, didn't make my edition of the Bar Ilan, so I do the old school of actually photocopying the sefer inside. Binyan, what do you mind? Eishel Avram.
Yotzi de chovas lef a mishnah mishmir, gam shal bracha shal nenin enu yotzi de chovaso, mavarek ufne achol, mikol mako.
So stop there. What is he saying? It's not the easiest read in the world, but what is he basically saying?
He's saying, yotzi lef a mishnah, it's a bracha shal nenin, and therefore yotzi mitzvah bracha, and you can be yotzi the mitzvah of lef a mishnah by hearing him say it.
By hearing, right? You can be yotzi the mitzvah lef a mishnah by hearing the bracha alone, but he adds a chiddush. Gam shahabracha shalnenin inu yotze yidei chavosa. Umivarak with niyasvam. This is a little hard to understand. The way the Rav understands this line, is that what it's saying is as follows. Even in a scenario where the shomea is not being yotze, right, is not utilizing this birchas anenin and birchas amotzi as a birchas anenin. Namely, and we'll see in just a moment, in a case as follows, where the Shomea, right, the classic case we've been discussing up until now is where the Shomea and the Mevarech are all around the table, everyone's washed already, and everyone's ready to eat. So the Bracha, right, that the Shomea is tapping into is also, he's also tapping into it as a Birchas Anen, because he's utilizing that Bracha Vamotzi to then eat bread. The Eishel Avram says a big Chiddush. He says, even a scenario where the Shomea is not ready to eat, he hasn't washed his hands. He's full right now. He doesn't plan on eating until later. Huge chiddush of the Eishel Avram is that the fact that the Mevarech is being Mevarech, his Birchas Amotzi, on Lecha Mishnah, and I, the Shomea, have Kavana to be Yotze, my mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, based on that Birchas Hamotzi on the Lecha Mishnah, I'm going to be Yotze, my mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, even though I'm not then utilizing that birchas hamotzi as a birchas anenin, because I'm not eating right now. I'm only going to eat later. When I eat later, I'm making a new birchas hamotzi. So this huge chiddush of the Eishel Avram, as understood by the Rav at least, which is basically to say that you're able, that basically a birchas hamotzi, in the context of Lecha Mishnah, has two dinim, has two aspects. It functions both as a birchas hanenin, to allow you to eat, allow you to eat the bread, and also as what? Not only as a birchas hanenin, but what is it also functioning as? A birchas hamitzvah. A birchas hamitzvah of the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. So the chiddush of the Eishel Avram is that I, the Shomea, am able to tap into the birchas hamotzi as a birchas hamitzvah, even if I'm not tapping into it as a birchas hanenin. Right? And this idea of the birchas hamotzi not only functioning as a birchas hanenin, but also as a birchas hamotzi, works very nicely within the approach that the geder of the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is all about the birchas hamotzi on the Lecha Mishnah. If you take that perspective that the geder of the mitzvah is all about the bracha on the Lecha Mishnah, so then yeah, that bracha, the birchas hapas, is not only a birchas hanenin, it's also birchas hamitzvah, because that is the maisa mitzvah. And the chiddush of the Eishel Avram is you're able to break down, you're able to be yotze. So again, two assumptions of the Eishel Avram. Assumption number one is that you're able to be yotze Lecha Mishnah just through the bracha alone. That's similar to Reb Chaim B'Shem Rashi, that if you adopt, right, Rashi's mahalach, that the Maisa Mitzvah is all about the bracha, so then it suffices just to be focused on being yotze the bracha. But assumption number two, in this assumption that Ishel Avraham takes one huge step further than Reb Chaim, which is to say that I can be Yotze through the bracha, even in a scenario where I'm not being Yotze the bracha as a birchas, I'm not utilizing the bracha as a birchas enenin, I'm only being Yotze the bracha as a birchas hamitzvah, that's vice. So I'm being Yotze my bracha of Lecha Mishnah, and my mitzvah Lecha Mishnah, even though I'm not even eating anything right now. According to Reb Chaim, at least you're eating bread right afterwards. Again, you weren't eating from the Lecha Mishnah, but you're at least eating bread and therefore utilizing that Birchas HaPas as a Birchas Enen. According to Ishel Abram, you just were Yotze, fascinating, you were Yotze Lecha Mishnah without having eaten bread at all. That's what Ishel Abram says. Right? You're Yotze Lecha Mishnah without having eaten bread at all, because again, the gather of Lecha Mishnah is clearly all about the bracha, and the chiddush is that you can basically dissect the two aspects of the bracha, the birchas anenin, from the birchas amotzi. But before I take any questions, I just want to point out that this notion of a bracha, of a birchas hanenin, also functioning as a birchas hamitzvah, and where you're able to disassociate, disentangle the birchas hamitzvah from the birchas hanenin, comes up. Anybody know where this comes up? Anybody? No, just like Stam. Kiddush.
Right, two different brachot, isn't it?
No, it's like a Shabbos day. Shabbos day, Borei Pri HaGafen is a, was like, there was a big discussion last summer, that there, and there's a lot of Makoros, this idea that the Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush, I think actually your grandfather has a piece in this, one of his farm, that the Borei Pri HaGafen of, right, that the Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush is not stam a birchas hanenin, it's a birchas hamitzvah. Again, you're making Borei Pri HaGafen, which is like classical birchas hanenin. It's not a birchas, or it's not only a birchas hanenin. It's either not only a birchas hanenin, or it's not a birchas hanenin. It's rather a birchas hamitzvah, two different versions. And just one shita, again, this is beyond their scope, but we have a couple extra minutes. One shita which highlights this idea that the Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush is not a birchas hanenin, but is only a birchas hamitzvah. There are Bali Tosos who hold that while Kiddush alayayin is midoraisa, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, part of that mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush is to recite the Kiddush alayayin. Certain Bali Tosos think that, but the ti'ima is only midrabanan. So again, while Kiddush alayayin is d'oraisa, the ti'ima is only midrabanan. So everyone asks, like, what do you mean? So okay. So before the rabbanan came along and said you should also be toim, so just like, you know, just freeze frame the d'oraisa level. So on midoraisa, you make a bracha Borei Pri HaGafen on the wine and you don't have to drink it. Even bracha levatala. You just made a Borei Pri HaGafen and you didn't drink. So they say, oh, what comes out of here is that there, in the context of Kiddush, the Borei Pri HaGafen is not functioning as a birchas hanen. It's a birchas hamitzvah. And the birchas hamitzvah is to give chashivas to the Kiddush by reciting the Kiddush alayayin. So you, as part of Kiddush, you say Borei Pri HaGafen. But in that context, you, midoraisa, you don't have to taste it. You don't have to actualize the birchas hanenin aspect of it. It remains a birchas hamitzvah alone. So, and actually, if you look closely, that's what the Rav is referencing. He's making this dimyon. He's comparing the birchas hapas of Lecha Mishnah to the birchas Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush, in the sense that it's a birchas hamitzvah in addition to being a birchas hanenin. And the Kiddush Eishel Avram is you're able to disentangle those two. There are many more makoros for that, but I'll take questions first.
You can make
Kiddush
on. Kiddush isn't
tali
in the
yayin,
right?
No, but the mitzvah d'oraisa is to make Kiddush al yayin. But the din d'oraisa is to do it al yayin.
You're making Kiddush al yayin, not for the yayin.
No, but the way you make it al yayin is by making a Borei Pri HaGafen. So they're saying mid d'oraisa, you make a Borei Pri HaGafen.
You're not being Kiddush the yayin.
What does that mean to Makadosh
the
Yayin?
Kiddush is not coming for the...
In order to grant chashivas, it's like a kfios idea. In order to grant chashivas to the Kiddush, so you don't just say Kiddush, you not only say Kiddush, but you do it ala kos, by connecting to the kos through a Borei Pri HaGafen. So that's a chiddush. You can make a Borei Pri HaGafen to connect the Kiddush to the kos, but you don't drink it. It's pretty, I don't know, in my mind, it's a pretty big chiddush. I mean, Rishon, I'm like, you know, I ask questions on it, assuming that's a big chiddush. And there's another famous Rashi. I don't know. What? Similar, anybody know the Rashi in Erevin? Like, Gnai Lakos, anybody? It's like famous Torah. Basically, there's a little extra time. Basically, there's a famous Rashi in Erevin which says that when you make a bor peragafen on the kos, the only reason why you drink is so that it's not a gnai shel kos. Right? So you make a bor peragafen on the kos, and the Rashi says you drink the wine so that's not a gnai to the kos. And everyone asks, and Rosh Hashanah on the spot asks, what do you mean you're drinking so it's not a gnai? You're drinking so it's not a brachal of atala. You made a bor peragafen. How can you not drink? Forget the gnai shel kos. It's brachal of atala. So the answer for Rashi is this idea. No, because the bor peragafen is not only, or you can have a bor peragafen as part of Kiddush, which is a birchas hamitzvah alone and not a birchas hananim. So yeah, don't worry about brachal of atala because not brachal of atala because the birchas hamitzvah. Oh, you have to drink because it's a separate fact of gnai shel mitzvah. Sorry, gnai of the kos shel bracha. So again, both of these, and there are many more shitas like this, but both the shita of the Balei Tosos, that they're mida oraisa, there's a bracha ala kos without te'ima, and similar, very parallel to that is this Rashi and Erev and Mem and Beis, who says that, you know, the only reason why you need to drink, you know, the kos of Kiddush is because of gnai shel kos, implying that otherwise there's no bracha of atala, even though you made a bracha of bor peragafen. And the answer is because that bor peragafen is part of Kiddush is a birchas mitzvah. So now carrying that over to birchas apas, right? We're saying that the bracha of hamotzi on the lecha mishnah, that is a, not only is that a birchas hananim to be matur the achilas lechem, but it's also birchas mitzvah. Again, especially in light of Shitas Rashi, that not only is it, right, that is the maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah of lechem mishnah is to recite a birchas apas on the lechem mishnah. So therefore, the bracha of birchas apas attains the status of a birchas mitzvah. And therefore, the Eishal Abraham says, on that basis, you can, you know, be yotze, right, the shomea can tap into the birchas mitzvah without tapping into the birchas hananim. Yes, there.
Well, a few of these validates are saying, but the Kiddush on the Yayin.
Yeah.
Would you, Edson, be able to do Kiddush on Chatzah?
Chatzah isn't like an object other than wine? No, because that. Yeah, and I mean like Nikitas, like Nikitas Chavetz type idea. No. Meaning, because the idea is the way you grant, in the way in which an amira is granted chashivas to do it aliyah. That's the only option.
And you're able to do on lechem, right?
Yes.
So why not something else?
Because that's the way.
It has to be something that's able to be eaten.
Yeah, that's just the way.
Even
meaning
you're not going to eat it.
Yeah, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that the bracha al kos is what grants the chashivas, not the ti'ima. Yeah.
So, and almost in line with Meir's question. In the Eishel Avraham, is Chiddush that you could be Yotze even before the Netila with Lecha Mishnah?
Yeah.
Does that apply even if I don't end up eating bread?
It sounds like Yotze it.
Lecha Mishnah even without.
Sounds like it. It's wild, but again, if you think about it, if you take the notion of Rashi that the gather of the Maisa Mitzvah is the Bracha Lapas, if you take that notion to its ultimate conclusion, then yeah. Right? Then yeah, it makes sense. You know, just like Rav Chaim says you can be Yotze. If you're not eating from the Lecha Mishnah, so take it one step further, you can be Yotze without eating at all. Because, right, even according to Reb Chaim, the eating from your single bread, that's nothing to do with really Lecha Mishnah. That's just a way of, like, okay, treating the Birchas Hapas as a Birchas Hananin. Right? So again, while the Eishel Avraham, it sounds like a little wild, but it's like, yeah, it makes sense in Lamdas, right? That's what Lamdas is all about. Right? You take, right, and once you're able to isolate the Koveya, and then you're able to take that to its ultimate conclusion. So basically, Adkan is, you know, the first to call it impacted issue, which is, right, how is a Shomea, how is, you know, someone able to be Yotze, the Mitzvah Lecha Mishnah, Alidei Acher? Again, we saw, basically, in short, basically, you know, three different approaches. Approach 1A is that it's the Achila alone. We said Achila alone seems to focus, is a way of being misyaches, right, to the Maisa Petzia or to the Maisa Achiza. So 1B is that it's both Bracha and Achila, and we said that's really a din in the Bracha, but you need to have the Achila so that the Bracha is Chal on the Lecha Mishnah, based on Lamdas and Shemek Ona. And then, you know, approach number two, this idea, which is a note, that the Bracha alone suffices, and in two different versions of that, right, the bracha alone suffices either, you know, as a birchas enenin or maybe even purely as a birchas birchas mitzvah. Fine. So now let's move on to the second we'll call it issue, which is, seems to be impacted by these different mahalchim in terms of the geder of the ma'aseh mitzvah, and that is what is the subject of the birchas hapas. By that I mean, when you're reciting the birchas hapas, the birchas hamotzi, does that have to be chal? Do you have to have kavana for that to be chal on both breads? Or does it suffice to be chal on one? Right? So again, this is going to be directly tied to what we're saying. Right? Again, so the question is, when you're reciting the birchas hamotzi on Lecha Mishnah, right, do you have to have in mind for that bracha, that birchas hamotzi, to go on both loaves, both, you know, on all the Lecha Mishnah, or not? And as we'll see right now, this is going to directly be toloi, directly depend on the lamdas in the sugya. If you think that the koveya of, right, the gedder of the, you know, the ma'isa mitzvah is about the birchas hapas on Lecha Mishnah, so then, right, the shita we'll call approach 1b of Rashi, so then obviously the whole point is that the birchas hapas is on both, and therefore you would require the person to have in mind for the birchas hamotzi to be on both, are both loaves of the Lecha Mishnah, because that's the whole getter of the ma'aseh mitzvah. The only thing which relates to both is the bracha, so of course the bracha has to be on both. But if you think that no, the getter of the ma'aseh mitzvah is either the achiza of both or the bitzia of both, so then presumably there'd be no requirement for the bracha to be on both, because right, the ma'aseh mitzvah which relates to both loaves is either the achiza or the bitzia. You have to recite a birchas hamotzi in order to eat the bread, but right, the birchas hamotzi isn't what relates to both. It's either the achiza or the betzia, which relates to both. So this question we'll seek in the Rishonim about whether the birchas hapas is going on both would seemingly be a good indication about whether the birchas hapas is the geder of the ma'aseh mitzvah, in which case it has to be on both, or no, is the ma'aseh mitzvah, you know, mugdar, focused in terms of the ma'aseh betzia or the ma'aseh achiza, in which case, as long as those ma'asim of the achiza or the betzia are on both, you wouldn't need the bracha to be on both. So in terms of, like, you know, looking into the Rishonim for this issue, so they don't discuss this issue outright. Right? It's a work hard to find it. They only discuss it agav other discussions. Right? They only discuss it in the context of the issue, which we'll get to in its own topic next, which is the issue of the application of Lecha Mishnah to Pesach. As we know from the Gemara, what complicates, right, what complicates the application of Lecha Mishnah to Pesach? Lechemoni. What did the Dean of Lechemoni say that what?
It's supposed to be not full.
Exactly. Well, it's supposed to be not full. So the problem is that generally Lecha Mishnah is Shleimim. So the big question we're discussing with Shonim is, so wait a second, so how do you accomplish Lecha Mishnah on Pesach? Do you have to have two Shleimim? Do you have to have three total matzos like we do? Two shleimim to be Mekayim Lecha Mishnah and then the prusa to Mekayim Lechem Oni? Or no, do you say that the din of Lechem Oni changes the geder of Lechem Mishnah, which we'll get to soon, very interesting shita, that no, the Lechem Oni changes the geder of Lechem Mishnah, say that although Lechem Mishnah generally needs two shleimim in the context of Pesach, one shleim and one prusa suffices. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Agav that discussion about how you Mekayim Lechem Mishnah on Pesach, if you pay careful attention to certain shittos, when they're discussing, right, okay, so you have a prusa and either one shalem and two shalemim. So in that context, we shown and discuss what is the birchas hamotzi and what is the birchas hamitzvah, which is not our focus now, of matzah. Which of the matzos are they referring to? So in that context, you can find certain Rishonim who basically say, in that context, oh, the birchas hamotzi is on the two shalemim. Or some say, no, the birchas hamotzi can be on one of them. And through that discussion, we're able to, bring out this issue about whether the birchas hamotzi of Lecha Mishnah, again, needs to be on the Lecha Mishnah, on the two, or does it suffice? No, Lecha Mishnah has something to do with the birchas hapas. That's just secondary, that's just the birchas hananin. And therefore, you know, the birchas hamotzi can be on one. So where does this come up in the Rishonim? Anybody have a Gemara Pesachim here? So let's see the Rush. So the Rush in Pesachim, again, Arbe Pesachim, Perek, Yud, Simen Lamed. So there, the Rush has a whole discussion about this issue. Again, where do you need to have three total matzos or two total matzos? So the overall discussion we will get back to. But for our purposes now, I just want to point out two lines. See, towards the end of where I had you read, he says "velo nira." Right, first is very important. First, the Rush basically quotes the Shita of the Rif. The Shita of the Rif basically says that on Pesach, all you need is two matzahs, one shalem or one shlema or one matzah shlema and one matzah prusa. Right, so that's the Shita of the Rif. We'll get back to next time. And then the Rush says, "No, I disagree. Because of the din of Lechem Mishnah, you need two shlemos, you know, alongside the one prusa." It's very important when the Rush spells out his shita that you need two shlemos alongside the one prusa. He says very clearly that the birchas hamotzi midin Lechem Mishnah is going to be chal on both shlemos. Very important. You see the line? Who had it?
It doesn't
have the Rush. Anybody else have a full?
Yeah,
okay, you see,
the Mishna Pesach Inyan Lechem Mishna Mishnah Kol Yemen Tovim Shelo Yivsa Ella Al Shteki Karo Shleimim.
Is it right? Why should Pesach be any different than every other Yontif? Every Yontif in Shabbos Lechem Mishna requires two Shleimim. So to buy Pesach, you need two Shleimim. Oh, you have a din of Lechemoni. So bring a third matzah to be Mekayim, that separate din. So you have two Shleimos, two matzos Shleimos. And then one matzah prusa. And it continues.
Nehada shinu lechemoni the prusa, hanu also lechem sheyotzi bo yidei achilas matzah.
Right. So in terms of the mitzvah achilas matzah, so that you'll be mekayim with the din, with the matzahs prusa. Aval.
Hamotzi b'shitas al shleimim bo'inen. Yeshayim tovim.
Ah. Well, carefully pay attention to the lashon. Aval hamotzi. Right, but the bracha of hamotzi, that needs to go on two shlemim. So if you look carefully at the Rush's lashon, he seems to be saying, but the birchas hamotzi, he doesn't say, oh, you need two shlemim for lechem mishnah. He says the birchas hamotzi needs to go on both shlemim. Implication being, according to the Rush, right, that again the geder of the mitzvah is focused on the bracha, and therefore the bracha, in order to be yotzei that mitzvah, you need to have the bracha be on both shlemim. So again, right, so the first option is that you need the birchas hapas, the birchas hamotzi, to be on both shlemim, because the koveh is the bracha. So I think the makor for that is this Rush. And I think if you pay careful attention, if you go back to the beginning of the Rush is very much l'shitaso, because right, we're saying the analysis was pointed out before that if you think that the birchas hamotzi has to be on both, so that means you think that the koveya of the maisa mitzvah is the bracha itself, and therefore I think l'shikasa. If you look back at the beginning of the piece, when the Rush is quoting right this shita of the Rif, you see back and he says hilchach bepesach. When he's quoting this other shita, he's going to formulate the din of lechem mishnah in terms of bracha. You see, going back to the beginning of the piece. Be pay careful attention. What was that lashon? Bepesach. He doesn't say bepesach. You have, you know, the lechem mishnah is achas. You know achas and prusa. He says hilchach bepesach mivarchin al achas uprusa. He's magdir the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah in terms of the bracha being on both. And when he's quoting the Shita of the Rif, which says all you need is two, he's like, yeah, there, the din of Lechem Mishnah is to make a bracha on the one Shlema and the one Prusa. So the Rush, L'shitaso, two places in this one piece, seems to be focusing that the Maisa Mitzvah is the bracha itself. So therefore, in the context of his Shita, he says the bracha of Amotzi is on both Shlemim. In the context of the Rif Shita, he says the bracha is on both the Shlema and the Prusa. So again, the Rush seems to be adopting the Kimo Kolt's first option, that the Birchas HaPas needs to be on both, in line with the Rashi Shita, that the focus of the Maisa Mitzvah is the bracha itself. Fine. But I would say, yeah.
He doesn't hold like the Hari Kedem, though.
What?
He doesn't hold like the Hari Kedem.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. You have to work, 100%. You have to work that part out. Yeah. He doesn't, 100%. It's good hour. So then, in terms of the second approach, which say that no, the birchas hapas does not have to be on both both loaves. You can do it on one. As we said before, in Lamdus, that aligns with both the Maisa Achiza approach and the Maisa Bitzia approach. Again, according to those approaches, that the focus is either on the Bitzia or on the Achiza. Therefore, there's no requirement for the Bracha to be on both. So you have a number of Bali Tosos who say this. So the first of the Bali Tosos makes this very clear, is our Tosos and Lama Tess on the base. So everyone, you know, can open up the Tosos and Brachos Lama Tess on the base. Again, in the context of Pesach, and we'll get back to these Rishonim to discuss the implications in terms of Pesach. For now, we're just picking out the lines which relate to our issue about what's the subject of the Birchas HaPas. So you see, like, four lines down, he quotes Rabbeinu Menachem, sounds like maybe Vienna. Anybody? Ari, would you mind? Right, so again, in the context of Tosas discussing, you know, the brachos of matzah, right? You have the birchas ha-mitzvah of al-achilas matzah, right? And the birchas ha-nen of ha-motzi. Tosas are discussing, so which of the matzos do these brachos go on? So again, for our purposes, we care about which matzos the birchas ha-motzi is going on, because that's the focus of Lacha Mishnah. And are you see Rabbeinu Menachem in Vienna? Right, so you make all brachos, both the birchas of achilas matzah and the birchas amotzi, all on the prusa. How many prusas are there? Prusos? Prusas, it means that when they're one, right? Right, prusa shlemo, sorry. Right? So he says, the birchas amotzi, as well as the bracha of achilas matzah, are all on the single prusa, clearly indicating that the birchas hamotzi is not on Lecha Mishnah. It's right. It suffices to be on one, and then a key line here: the ein. Very important. Yes. But not mean very clear. He says, right, the brachos are all on the prusa, and then you have the second shlema to have Lecha Mishnah. That line is basically telling you that although the bracha is only on one, you're still mekayim the din of Lecha Mishnah by having another shlema alongside. That clearly establishes that the gedder of Lecha Mishnah is not the bracha, because if the gedder was focused on the bracha, then the bracha would need to be on the shlema as well. By saying, oh, don't worry, the bracha is on one, but you still are mekayim Lecha Mishnah because you still have a second one present, that's basically saying, yeah, because the gedder of Lecha Mishnah is either the Bitziah or the Achiza. And saying, oh, even though the bracha is on one, as long as you're either Ochiz both or you're Botzea both, in that way you're going to Mekayim Lecha Mishnah. So it's very clear that this Deya in Tosfos is saying that the focus of Lecha Mishnah is not on the bracha, and therefore the bracha is only on one, and you can be Mekayim the Lecha Mishnah, the din of Lecha Mishnah, either through the Bitziah or the Achiza on both loaves. And along these lines, you have the Tosas also in Psachim. Again, is Tosas in Psachim in Kuf, Tez, Zayin, Amun Aleph. This is the Gemara which we'll get back to, which is discussing the Din of Lechem Oni, and it introduces the Din of Lechem Oni of Prusa. And there, the first three Deos in Tosas, so we'll read it, you know, probably next year, right, there's a Tosas in Psachim, Dir Maschel, Ma Darko. There, the first three Deos in Tosas all agree that the Bracha of Hamotzi only goes on the Prusa. And again, the implication for us is that, yeah, that even though you're talking about being Mekayim, the Din of Lecha Mishnah, even so, you can be Mekayim, the Din of Lecha Mishnah, by having your Lecha Mishnah present, even though the Bracha, the Birchas HaPas, the Birchas HaMotzi, is only on one of them. So again, you have all these Bali Tosas, again, who are clearly saying that the focus of Lecha Mishnah is not on the Bracha, it's rather on the other factors, and therefore the Birchas HaPas itself can suffice on one. In contrast to the Rush, who seems to say that no, the Birchas HaPas itself has to be in the Lecha Mishnah. Again, this Machlokes is very telling in terms of overall lumdus in this sugya. Okay, so Adkan was our discussion of the gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. Again, two different approaches and the two issues which are impacted by that, both the, you know, the issue of being Yotze Al Yidei Acherim and the issue of what is the subject of the Birchas HaPas. Now, I'd like to transition for the remaining, you know, shiurim on this topic and discuss the application of Lecha Mishnah not to Shabbos, but rather to Yom Tov. And we're going to see there's a big issue about when we start off by discussing Yontif in general, and then we'll get to Pesach specifically, where things are complicated by the Lechem Oni. But in terms of Yontif itself, so there's a big issue in the Rishonim about whether the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah applies to Yontov, or whether it's limited to Shabbos. Why would you think it's limited to Shabbos? What would be the indication it's limited to Shabbos? The Pasuk, and what else? Not only the Pasuk, but the Gemara. Right, Rabbi Abba, right, who introduces the din of Lechem Mishnah, only mentions Shabbos. So just from the Gemara itself, you might get the impression that it's limited to Shabbos. Yeah, Meir?
Well, the Pasuk, while it's only talking about Shabbos, the Chayra, if it was a Yontif, it would also...
Okay, good. Good. That's the key point. That Lechora is going to be a matter of dispute, right? But you're right. Most people, you know, agree with the Lechora, right? So again, just based on the Lashon of the Gemara, right? The Gemara itself only says Shabbos, so that alone might indicate that it's limited to Shabbos. But as Meir is pointing out, the Koveya, right? The basis of this mitzvah is all about the Lechem Mishnah of Man on Erev Shabbos, and therefore, the question about whether that the mitzvah is going to extend to Yom Tov is going to be determined by whether there was also a Lechem Mishnah of Man on Erev Yom Tov as well. So we're going to see that the basis of this Machlokes Rishonim about whether the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah carries over to Yom Tov, right, in addition to Shabbos, is going to depend on whether the nes of the Lechem Mishnah of Man on Erev Shabbos also took place on Erev Yom Tov. So that's going to be at the heart of this debate. So let's just at least start seeing some of the Rishonim on this topic. So the first approach, which again is the Mechudosh approach, to be very clear, right, the normative approach is approach number two. That's the approach to Halacha, that Lechem Mishnah applies to Yom Tov as well. But let's start off with the Mechudosh approach, which says that the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is limited to Shabbos. And we're going to see, this would basically say that, yeah, the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is limited to Shabbos because the nes upon which this mitzvah is, you know, enacted, that the nes of Lechem Mishnah of Man was limited to Erev Shabbos. It didn't carry over to Erev Yom Tov as well. So let's just see a couple of Rishonim who seem to adopt this position that the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is limited to Shabbos. So let's start with the Ra'avya. Right, so the Ra'avya, again, is on the third sheet on the Mar Makomos. Right, the Ravya again is discussing this issue, agav the din of Lechem Mishnah by Pesach. Right, discussing right the memra that had you see. Let's just actually see it. I don't think we saw this. I don't think we read this together. Anybody read the statement of Rav Papa in our Gemara about Pesach? Meir, do you mind reading that line? I'm Rav Papa.
You put it under the shlema, you put the piece under the shlema, and then you would cut it, you break it. My taima, lachem oni, because it says in the pasuk over there, lachem oni.
Exactly. So lachem oni is mechayev prusa. Oh, this is going to be a huge debate in the Rishonim how to interpret this line, because at face value it sounds like you have one. Right, it's Lashon Yach. It sounds like you, right, it's the Shlema, it's the Lashon Yach. It sounds like you have one Shlema and one Prusa. This is going to be a big discussion about whether it's really, in fact, two Shlemos or whatnot. And the question is it talking about one Shlema and one Prusa, and therefore it's saying that there is no Lechem Mishnah? Right? Are you saying because, oh, it's just one and one, you don't have two Shlema, there's no Lechem Mishnah because Yom Tov doesn't require Lechem Mishnah? Or are you saying, no, there is Lechem Mishnah here, either because the one prusa and the one shlema is mekayim Lechem Mishnah, or because no, really there are two shlemim and one prusa. So there's a lot of debate about how to interpret this one line, and we're going to have major implications in terms of the Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov and Pesach. So let's just see the Rav Yah's interpretation. We're going to see the Rav Yah quotes two sets of Gaonim, both of which interpret this line in the Gemara as assuming that the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah does not apply to Yom Tov. Yoni, what do you mind? Did you?
Yeah.
So he's starting with the second line. You say Uber Brachos Amrinan. The end of the second.
Uber Brachos Amrinan. Hakol Mudim BePesach She Shmeniach Prusa B'Soch Shlema Vatzei Mipnei SheDarko Shel Ani BePrusa.
So that's the line of the Gemara. You by Pesach you have one Prusa. You put that alongside the one Shlema, and Shalom Yisrael. Oh, the Yishko. We're going to see two different Shitos quoted right now, both of which assume, if you pay careful attention, that that the mitzvah of lechem mishnah is limited to Shabbos.
You should go to the first one at the El Koi. The Af Al Gad should be Shabbos boy lechem mishnah pesach above the Shabbos and supposed to the first lechem mishnah.
Right? So what is he saying? Very important. The Afal Gav should be Shabbos by Lecha Mishnah, even though you only require Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, right? Implication, not Yom Tov, right? It's important for our purposes. That's what we're trying to figure out. Let's just finish the line. Pesach above Shabbos, right? But in Pesach, which comes on Shabbos, where, oh, because the Pesach is on Shabbos, therefore you do need to be Mekayim Lecha Mishnah, right? It sounds like the only reason why, the only scenario where you need to be Mekayim Lecha Mishnah on Pesach is only when it's a Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos. In that case, Mitzvaso Lifros Echad Min HaShnayim, and yet the implication is that that is Mekayim Lecha Mishnah. And so again, the first day, the first set of Gaonim in the Ravya is clearly saying that you only the only time you require lechem mishnah on Pesach is a Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos, right? Because if it was Pesach shechalios b'chol, you wouldn't care about lechem mishnah. But if it's on Shabbos, then you need lechem mishnah because of the Shabbos. But don't worry, in the context of Pesach, lechem mishnah can be accomplished through one prusa and one shlema, the shita of the Rebbe. But again, the first day up, clearly holding that Lecha Mishnah is only a requirement on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov itself. And the second set of Gaonim also say this.
He's going to refer to that Yom Tov Koi, about Kishabab is Shabbos, but Yom Shtei Shlomos, but about a Prusa.
So what is he saying? The second interpretation says that the Gemara, which says that it's only one Prusa and one Shlema, now he's assuming that doesn't accomplish Lecha Mishnah. He says, that case of only needing one and one, which doesn't accomplish Lecha Mishnah, because that's talking about Yom Tov alone, where it's just Pesach, where you don't need Lecha Mishnah. But, Kishabah B'Shabbos, but if it was Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, then you would need two Shlemos, you know, aside from the Prusa. But again, clearly assuming that the only time that Pesach, that you need Lecha Mishnah on Pesach, is only Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. So both of these sets of Gaonim assume that only Shabbos requires Lecha Mishnah, not Pesach, and therefore Pesach only requires Lecha Mishnah when it's a Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. The only difference between these two different deos is basically whether they think that one Prusa and one Shlema is Mekayim Lecha Mishnah on Pesach, which is a discussion we'll get to next. But for our purposes right now, both of these sets of Gaonim, right, adopt this first approach that the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is limited to Shabbos and doesn't apply on Yom Tov. And to make it any clearer, the Rav Yon now is going to reject these shittos by saying, no, I disagree, I hold that Lecha Mishnah is also a requirement on Yom Tov. Let's just read that really quickly.
Alright,
so the first time it says Sheshes Yomim Tzilkateyu, that tells you there was no man on Shabbos. The Yom Tov, how do we also know there was no man on Yom Tov? Another pasuk which says Shabbos lo yebo. That's an idea of like inyan lakan. If we already know Shabbos, so then Taneu to Yom Tov. And then Yom Kippur Minayin has its own thing. But it's clear that when the Rav Yo rejects these shitas by saying, oh, no, Yom Tov also requires Lecha Mishnah, it's very clear, again, just substantiating our read of these Gaonim, that the Gaonim obviously argued and said that, that the din of Lecha Mishnah is limited to Shabbos. And the other, shita who holds this is the Yesh Omer Min the Me'iri. Right, again, we'll just do this quickly. The Me'iri on Lamates Amid Beis, again, in Brachos. Whoa. The Me'iri on Lamates Amid Beis in Brachos, quotes a Yesh Omrim, who basically says that, right, Bi'ikaron, fundamentally, you only need Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. Why practically do we require it on Yom Tov? Only as a low plug, because since sometimes Yom Tov is Chal on Shabbos, and in those cases, you need Lecha Mishnah, so they require it always. So again, this Me'iri holds that practically it does apply on Yom Tov, but fundamentally agrees with the Gaonim in the Rav Yah, that fundamentally, because the Man didn't fall as Lecha Mishnah on Erev Yom Tov, therefore fundamentally the din of Lecha Mishnah is limited to Shabbos, doesn't apply on Yom Tov. It's only because of later, Takana of a little plug that they carry it over to Yom Tov, just because sometimes Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos and we don't want people to get confused. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up next time with the other...